My name is John Quincy Adams III. I'm going to read my article, A Holy Calling for Everyone, published in the May 9, 2022 issue of the Christian Science Sentinel. I was a young man with a business and family and was thinking it was time for a professional change. In a way, I felt I wasn't using enough of my abilities. So I enrolled in a course at New York University to explore my options. At one point, I was given a test to help narrow down my likes and dislikes. As I recall, it had over 100 questions. The test ultimately concluded that I was least inclined toward naval dentistry and most inclined towards public speaking. During this time, I was also studying Christian Science and seeking to better understand how God, the divine mind, was guiding me. I expected that mind would lead me to ever higher ideals that would help determine my employment and aspirations. In Christian Science, we learn that progress is based on our spiritual advancement, which leads to understanding God. The more we learn of God and our relationship to Him as His likeness, the clearer become our place and purpose. Quite a few years after taking that test, I was led to a most rewarding life work, which happened to include many opportunities for public speaking. In pursuit of our personal goals, we might ask ourselves, what is the work or activity that will gratify my highest ideals? And where can I do the most good? This Bible passage may provide insight and strength. All things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose. This verse affirms that those who love God are in the presence of God and can feel a spiritual influence at work, lifting thought to greater proofs of and active commitment to good. Through this commitment, we can see that each of us is designated to fulfill God's will, as Jesus illustrated in His own spiritual mission to live truth and love. We can each engage with this mission, even in the simplest ways, such as being honest and kind-hearted. This also means that there will be sacrifices to reach the pinnacle of our prayers, the holiness that comes through demonstrating our devotion. Seeking employment or any position may include a need to douse envy or competitiveness in our thought, or there may be times when we feel strongly that we should apply for a position, but a low sense of self-worth tells us that we are not good or capable enough. In these moments, it's even more important to affirm that God is empowering us to fulfill His purpose. We can be bold in our expectation of good for everyone. If we are turned down for a job opportunity, we can still trust that God is continuing to lead our way to success, since it is He who has created us and is ensuring good for us as we move forward. If calling can be defined as an inclination toward a particular vocation or activity, then a holy calling would be an inclination towards doing God's work. An awareness of this sometimes comes after a profound experience that draws us closer to God. Examples of these profound experiences are recorded in the Bible, such as when Moses fled Egypt after killing an Egyptian, when Joseph was wrongfully imprisoned, when Ruth, in aid to her mother-in-law, left her homeland for Israel, and when Saul was struck with blindness. Yet each grew to greatness as they humbly followed the moral and spiritual pathway God had laid before them. The Bible states that God hath saved us and called us with an holy calling, not according to our works, but according to His own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began. Committing to this holy calling requires confiding in Spirit's direction and exercising Christly restraint over human will and physical impulses. Mary Baker Eddy, the discoverer of Christian Science, informs us in her book, Science and Health, with Key to the Scriptures. Spiritual causation is the one question to be considered, for more than all others, spiritual causation relates to human progress. Following that spiritual directive opens each of us to infinite good. It helps us fulfill our spiritual mission to live the life that was always meant to be ours, one of purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began. Adhering to this Christly example can lead anyone to purposeful and rewarding life work, just as it has me and so many others.